When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on The Fan, the number to join the show, 888-808-1019. I got my man Double A behind the glass. What's good, brother?
It's not a good show.
Ready to go? Yankees can't hit left-handed pitching. Patrick Corbin looks like Chris Sale against the Yanks. NFL roster cuts. Nothing crazy to talk about there. Tommy DeVito still has a job for now. Anthony Edwards can't shut his damn mouth. But I'm going to start with the Mets. Of course, huge series in Arizona. Season on the line. Can't afford to lose any more ground to the Atlanta Braves because Lord knows the Twins stink. They can never win a big game against a big team in a big series to help anybody out. The Mets going to Arizona. Game one after a heartbreaking loss in San Diego on a walk-off off their closer. Going to Arizona and smash the D-backs. Now, I happen to be taking a nap if I'm going to keep it 100 like I always do. And as soon as I wake up from my nap, Pete Alonso, solo homer. His third opposite field homer of the season, 1-0 Mets. All right. Maybe I should take a nap more often before a Met game. McNeil, RBI. 2-0 Mets. And congratulations, Pete Alonso is now tied with Mike Piazza, third on the all-time Met list. 220 homers as a Met. Francisco Lindor continues to shine. 25-game on-base streak as well, hitting his 300th double of his career. Congratulations, Francisco Lindor. But tonight, once again, last night, I should say, was about Sean Manaea, who's been absolutely spectacular in five of his last six starts. Seven innings, then a clunker versus Seattle. Seven innings, 6 2/3. Versus Arizona, 3 runs, 4 hits. 11 Ks. They couldn't touch him. They could not touch him. I believe he struck out 6 of his first 10 batters faced. He retired 8 in a row at one point. We had a little scare with Francisco Alvarez on a catcher's interference call. He was trying to frame the pitch and was hit in the hand off a Josh Bell swing. But he ended up being okay. But the fifth inning, that's where the Mets took control of the game. McNeil, leadoff double in the fifth. Alvi, RBI single. Been begging for him to wake up. Snaps out of a huge, I think it was, he was in some terrible 3-for-4. It was, I mean, just some absurd number. 3-for-40-something. Vientos, RBI, quote-unquote, hit past the shortstop. Perdomo. 4-0 Mets. 5 consecutive hits. Winker, sack fly, 5-0 Mets. And I had to make sure I heard correctly. Because I did not know this. And it's gotten bad. You talk about a player who probably wants to clothesline his agent. Free agent prize of this past offseason, Jordan Montgomery enters the game out of the bullpen. This is a guy many fans around here wanted. I wanted him for a low number. I didn't want him for a bunch of years. Jordan Montgomery. Another lefty. His first batter faced, no problem. Hits Tyrone Taylor in the foot. 6-0 Mets. It gets worse. He walks in. The next guy, 7-0. Mets. Thank you, Scott Boris. I mean, that's... Pete Alonso, you paying attention? Mets had another one. 8-0 in the fifth. 6 runs. 12 batters to the plate. Game over. Fantastic start by Manaea. Him and David Peterson. I mean, who would have had those two leading the rotation going into the season? Now, I did want Sean Manaea this offseason. Anthony Rivera, shout out to Anthony Rivera, sub with the Shea Pod. We talked about him. That's the guy we wanted. We wanted Severino. We got both of those guys in the team. Manaea has an opt-out clause after the season. Hopefully the Mets can retain him. Even Brandon Nimmo, who's been atrocious since the All-Star break. 3 hits. J.D. Martinez, who's on baby watch. 2 hits. And the Mets do what they had to do. Get the bad taste out of their mouth after a horrible loss in San Diego where they should have took 3 out of 4. Didn't happen. Move on after a day off. Go in Arizona. Kick ass. And the Mets win 8-3. Game 2. Later on today. Luis Severino was on the mound against. Now, the. Yesterday morning, I had Eduardo Rodriguez starting. That's what they had listed. It changed. So now it's Severino versus Rodriguez later on today, 9:40 Eastern start time from Arizona. Yesterday morning, I didn't want to screw up this guy's name, the pitcher for Arizona. But I heard it over and over and over. And I just want to make sure I heard correctly. Brandon Fott. That's his name. No, not... Passing gas. It sounds like it. If you live in the South, that's the way they say the word. Fart. Brandon Fott. They got to him. The game should have been even worse. But for the Mets, a huge win. Adding the fact Atlanta won, so the Mets are still 3 games back of the final wild card spot. Right now, the Mets are 3 games behind Atlanta. They're not catching Arizona. Slight outside chance to catch the Padres. I don't think they catch Arizona. 2.5 in front of the Cubs and the Giants. Got to win this series in Arizona. And winning the first game puts you in a great position to win the series with Severino on the bump later on today. Have they decided who's pitching the second game of the final game of the series? I know it was Cy Young Award winner to be determined. Oh, it's actually David Peterson. David Peterson pitches game 3 versus Nelson in Arizona. You got your 3 best pitchers going in. You have Manaea, game 1. Sevy, game 2. Peterson, game 3. These 7 games versus the Padres and the D-backs, I said I wanted to see 5-2. Wanted to see 5-2. Enough of this 500 baseball. Because 500 baseball is going to get you a trip to Cancun. The Mets have to go on a run. And right now on this road trip, they're 3-2. If they can sweep Arizona, that gives me the 5-2 I wanted. Heading in to Chicago versus the worst team of my lifetime, the Chicago White Sox. The 2024 White Sox. But the Mets couldn't afford to lose this series versus Arizona, and they take the first game. They can win one more, they win the series. It was nice to see Brandon Nimmo wake up. It was nice to see Francisco Alvarez contribute. It was nice to see Pete Alonso get the party started with a solo homer. Jeff McNeil continues to contribute since the All-Star break. Mark Vientos, just a stud. Jesse Winker contributing. J.D. Martinez, final game in San Diego. 2 hits, a home run, a single. 2 hits as well versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the Mets are in prime position to win the series versus Arizona. Now, as far as the other team goes, yesterday's show talked about how we thought it was going to be home run derby versus Patrick Corbin. Got like a 6 ERA, who hasn't been the same since the World Series run to the Nationals. Has not been the same. I believe he pitched out of the bullpen many times in that playoff run. Now, if you ask me as a fan, I take the ring. You got to eat the contract for the rest of the tenure, but you take the ring. But you have your ace on the mound versus another team under 500. These are games you can't lose. You cannot lose these games. And it was the Dylan Cruz show. First hit, a double off Cole, RBI, first in his MLB career. Also his first stolen base. Another rookie hits a home run off Cole, back to back. Next thing you know, it's 3-0 Nationals. Sloppy defense in the sixth. Another run scores, 4-0 Nationals. Now, in the top of the eighth with the bases loaded, Aaron Judge at the plate. Hits into a double play. Now, I'm not going to kill Aaron Judge because the man's been out of this world. But if this was October, you're damn right I'd kill him. In this series, Soto, Judge, and Stanton are 3-for-24. 3-for-24 versus the putrid Nationals, a triple-A team. 9th inning once again. They get the tying runs on base. Two on with two out for Gleyber Torres. Gives one a ride, but it's not enough. Leaving Soto in the on-deck circle. Nats win 4-2. Patrick Corbin, you know, the guy we thought was going to be home run derby versus the Yanks with Judge and Stanton and Soto and Torres and Jazz Chisholm. He goes 6 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 6 Ks. Gerrit Cole, not good at all. 3 runs, 6 hits, allows 2 homers, 7 Ks in 5 innings. By the way, the Orioles won. So now the Yankees are only a game up on the Orioles. Yankees are now 19-17 interleague play, 42-26 on the road. But with your ace on the mound, against a glorified AAA team pretty much. I know they got some juice with Dylan Cruz here now with the team, the number one prospect. You cannot, with your ace on the mound, lose that game. I bet most of us can't even name 5 Nationals. Including the manager. Austin Wells continues to shine. I know a lot of people want him to play every day. You know, like I said, the middle lineup, Soto, Judge, and Stanton this series are 3-for-24. 3-for-24. And the Orioles are now a game behind the Yanks. Carlos Rodon on the mound later on today. Let's see if he can have a great start. 6:45 in DC versus Mackenzie Gore. Another lefty. If you couldn't touch Patrick Corbin, Mackenzie Gore has strikeout stuff, swing and miss stuff, 140 Ks on the season. You got to be concerned as a Yankee fan. You have to be, versus left-handed pitching. You have to be. They just haven't gotten it done. Huge issue with the team all season. Aaron Judge is not going to do it every night. I got news for you. It seems like it, but he's not. He's not. Again, I'm not going to kill him for that spot of double play. He's not going to come through every single time. If it was October, of course, I would have slammed him. Not physically. He would take me and throw me into the Hudson River. But the Yankees, final game versus the Nationals, 6:45 start. Can they win another series? Or will it be a huge disappointment losing to the Nationals before heading to home for St. Louis?